Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Impeachment playbook.
Democrats continue to make their case that new witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton should testify.
You and the American people should know who else was involved in this scheme.
Is this trial changing opinions among Americans?
Slowly warming temperatures or melting ice and breaking hearts. We'll have a report on tragedy in East Brunswick straight ahead.
Another legend in New York sports waves goodbye.
This is Brad Heller. Eli Manning calls it a career. The Mets have their new manager again. And Zion Williamson stars in his NBA debut.
We hear an impassioned plea from a family in New Jersey.
You know, we're talking about weeks instead of even months.
Trying to find a donor who can help save their three-month-old.
Are New York's fairway markets going away or not? The latest report on bankruptcy plans from Joe Connolly.
And an update on he said and she and she and she said.
Harvey Weinstein's trial begins with graphic depictions of several attacks on young women. The defense says the sex was transactional. I'm Marla Diamond at Manhattan Federal Court.
We'll hear 88 seconds in sound for this date. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Thursday morning, I'm Paul Murnane.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We begin with a CBS World News update on the impeachment trial of President Trump. Let's go to CBS News and Deborah Rodriguez.
The first round of opening arguments has wrapped up in the president's Senate impeachment trial. The Democrats' lead manager, Adam Schiff.
President Trump withheld hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to a strategic partner at war with Russia to secure foreign help with his reelection. In other words, to cheat.
CBS's Katherine Johnson from Capitol Hill.
Schiff said now that he's laid out the case and the facts of the case that he has, he will spend today focusing on the law and laying out the Constitution.
Democrats begin their second round of arguments later today. The president's legal team took notes as it gets ready for a defense. Mr. Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow.
I want to let them try their case, and we want to try our case because we believe that without a question, the president will be acquitted. There is not a doubt.
The president sent a record-breaking 142 tweets yesterday, among them dozens on impeachment. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As our winters get a bit warmer, the childhood fun of skating on ponds is leading to more tragedies. Crews had to carry out two rescues on ponds not far apart, and the result is heartbreaking. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is in East Brunswick this morning. Sean.
Well, an eighth grader is dead. Two friends lucky to be alive here in East Brunswick. Yesterday, just before 5 p.m., they dared to go out onto the ice at a small, kidney-shaped pond. It's right next to police headquarters. The ice cracked. They dropped in. Two teens clawed their way out. The third slipped under. Police ran straight from headquarters. They went right down to that pond. They formed a human chain. They got down flat to the ice. They distributed their body weight. They went out there. They held on to one another. And they tried to rescue that submerged teen. He didn't survive. Six police officers and two firefighters had to be treated for hypothermia. It has been cold recently, but really not long ago, if you think about it. Some of us were out there in T-shirts. The weather it has not been cold enough to give us really thick ice. The police chief here warns that no ice is safe ice.
Sean, there was a second case of where kids fell through the ice. What happened there?
Well, similar circumstance in Carteret. Last night, two teens ventured onto the ice at Carteret Pond. That's right near the high school. There are signs at that pond that clearly warn people to stay away. They fell in. One teen climbed out. The other one slipped under. Rescuers, they suited up. They wore protective dive suits. They went into the freezing pond. They pulled the boy out, rushed him to University Hospital in Newark. Critical condition. These two incidents underscore the dangers of treading onto frozen ponds and lakes in our temperate climate.
Sean Adams with a report from East Brunswick this morning. And we're definitely noticing a warmer morning in New York City. Craig Allen here with Need to Know Weather.
See, now the city is not below freezing this morning. We are at 33. It is indeed below freezing in many suburbs, but 33. And it's a sign of warmer weather to come for today, as well as into the upcoming weekend. And we will also be talking about a weekend rainstorm.
All right. We've been talking, Craig, about the demise, we think, maybe of Fairway Markets, maybe not. Let's see if we can get the latest to nail that down. And Joe Connolly is here.
Well, Fairway Supermarkets filed for bankruptcy overnight for the second time, and Fairway's already sold five of its stores is in talks to sell more of them, according to a NASDAQ announcement. Fairway's greatest asset now is its good locations, but the cost of expanding to all those prime locations was its undoing.
Thank you, Joe. He's a guy who brought us so many memories. Like the helmet catch, Super Bowl 42. Remember that?
Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
I remember that, all right. Brad Heller's here with the announcement from Eli Manning. Brad.
Yeah, guys, Eli's retiring after 16 seasons. The news conference will be 11 a.m. tomorrow. We just spoke to the voice of the Giants, Bob Papa, who's out in Hawaii, and we got his reaction.
It meant a lot to Eli to spend 16 years in a Giants uniform and to not ever put on another uniform. That's how much this organization and being a Giant meant to him. So it didn't shock me when the word came out that he was going to retire.
Now, Eli holds every major passing record for the Giants. Now, there's going to be the Hall of Fame debate because of his regular season record of 117-117. But you can't discount the two Super Bowl MVPs. Eli is one of five players in NFL history who have done that. He's also hasn't missed a start because of injury. 210 straight starts at one point in his career. So he might not be first ballot, but at some point Eli Manning will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And we have our new Mets manager. What's your take on Luis Rojas?
Well, I'll tell you what. With less than 3 weeks to go until spring training, it makes sense for the Mets to keep things in-house, hiring Luis Rojas. He does not have big league managing experience, but he spent more than a decade in the Mets organization. He was a manager in the minor league system. He's got support of the players. Pete Alonso tweeted yesterday, quote, "Loved having Luis in 17 and 18 as my double-A manager. It's awesome playing under him and having him on staff last year as well. Super pumped." So Alonso and a lot of the Mets feel the same way. GM Brody Van Wagenen says they are finalizing a multi-year deal. Could be official today.
And don't run just yet. Real quick, Zion Williamson, he made his debut. Tell us about that.
He was awesome last night. Zion Williamson for the Pelicans. He had been out with a knee injury. His NBA debut, 17 straight points at one point for New Orleans in the fourth quarter. 22 points for the game in just 18 minutes. The Pelicans did lose, but they are fired up for this guy. The number one overall pick was as good as advertised.
You're the busiest guy I know this morning. Brad Heller is here.
Not every day you get a chance to save a baby's life, and we are hoping you can help a young family from New Jersey. We just this morning spoke with her mother, who was pleading for a donor, and we will hear her story after Craig's full forecast next.
The WCBS Morning News Roundup.
On the Morning News Roundup, here's your WCBS Exergen forecast from our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen.
Again, it's quite cold in some of the outer suburbs, the more distant suburbs. We have teens and 20s, but this morning it is above freezing around the city and most of the boroughs. Today's high, 41 to 46. That would be everywhere. The temperatures will warm up uniformly once the sun comes up, and we'll get everything much more or much closer to average for this time of year, a little bit above, actually. Partly cloudy tonight, 30 to 35, 25 to 30 suburbs. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, mid-40s. Saturday, wet weather and a brief wintry mix possible, well inland at the start. And that even that may be pushing it. Otherwise, it's a rainy day coming up, and Saturday's high, 40 to 45 degrees. Right now in the city, it is 33.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
And there may be someone out there who can save a life right now, and it could be you. Our newsroom is just off the phone this morning with Bridget O'Neill of Red Bank, who gave birth 3 months ago, a joyous occasion, but a couple of weeks in, she knew there was a problem. And now her family's only hope of watching their baby Edie grow into a child is to find just the right person, someone with the criteria for a living donor liver transplant. Now, we know we only have one liver, but doctors can remove a portion of it, and for the donor, it will grow back. For baby Edie, her mother hopes it's the gift of life.
She's in critical condition. So, we're talking about weeks instead of even months to kind of to work with. They're actively screening people who meet the specifications of what a donor would look like right now in hopes of identifying someone as soon as as humanly possible.
Bridget spoke with us this morning from the ICU at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And since Edie is so young and so small, just 8 pounds, her doctors are looking for a very specific donor profile. 21 to 30 years old, type O or A blood, with a weight of under 100 pounds. If you or someone you know can help this family, contact them directly. It's edtheextraordinary@gmail.com. The liver is the only organ in the body that can replace lost or injured tissue.
We have an update on a story we've been reporting this morning involving kids going through the ice. We had that death in East Brunswick. Now our newsroom is hearing that a teenager that went through the ice in the Carteret case, which was one of two in New Jersey last night, also has died. So we're hearing now two fatalities in ice tragedies in New Jersey on the ponds with the warmer weather and the ice is too thin.
We are just above the freezing mark in New York now, 33 degrees. And now to the courthouse in Manhattan, where a jury is going to have to decide what to believe about Harvey Weinstein's actions. Were they consensual? Were they criminal? Marla Diamond was in court for day one.
The prosecution's first witness, former Weinstein Company board member Lance Mayrov, testified about Weinstein's larger-than-life persona and the sway he had in Hollywood during the time of the women's accusations to establish, in prosecutor Jonah Luzzi's words, that Weinstein was not the frail man that he is today. Although Weinstein is charged with the rapes of two women, prosecutors also plan to call four additional women to the stand, including Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, to show a pattern of predatory behavior dating back to the early 1990s. In Lower Manhattan, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
88 seconds in sound for this date coming right up.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. More of the news you need to know to start your day and keep you ahead of the curve.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane with your three things to know on a Thursday morning.
Well, so far, Americans are slightly more likely to say that the Senate should convict and remove President Trump from office. 45% to 40%, but a sizable percentage in this AP poll, 14%, say they don't know enough. And those are the people both sides are trying to win over. Democrats continue their arguments at 1 p.m.
Number two, we now know the reason some subways were delayed yesterday. There was a bed bug sighting at the Forest Hills 71st Street control tower, which had to be evacuated and fumigated.
Third thing, a passenger waiting for his flight at Portland International Airport plugged his PlayStation 4 into a computer screen used to display the map of the airport. Airport staff saw what was going on and told the player, "Game over." As nervy as it was to commandeer the airport monitor, the player then had the nerve to ask the staffer if he could finish his game. The answer was no.
How about that? Here's a listen back to our news radio archives as we go back for 88 seconds of sound from January 23rd.
This is a very big deal. People have to take very seriously what's going on here.
What was going on that date in 2016? The biggest snowstorm in New York City history. 27.5 inches of snow. In 2009.
For many New Yorkers, this is the first time you've heard my name.
We know her name now. Kirsten Gillibrand was chosen on this date by Governor David Patterson to fill New York's vacant U.S. Senate seat. In 2005, Johnny Carson, who we saw so many times holding that cigarette.
You gave up cigarettes too. How long for
about
you?
About 5 months.
You too.
Emphysema claimed Johnny's life. On this date in 2004, we lost Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, 30 years on CBS. And we lost Friends on NBC. As they taped their last show in that large apartment, Chandler commented,
"And it was a happy place, filled with love and laughter. But more important, because of rent control, it was a friggin' steal."
On the Golden 101, CBS FM, Bobaloo here.
We lost a part of our childhood sound in 87 on this date when Bob Lewis died. The most significant news on this date was announced in 1973 by President Richard Nixon.
"I have asked for this radio and television time for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam."
Within 2 months, all U.S. troops were sent home, but they would take Vietnam with them.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.